Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 7th of February of the year 2020. Happy birthday today to Thomas More in 1478 and Charles Dickens in 1812, both of whom independently, three centuries apart, coined the phrase, "Please, sir, can I have some more?" in the bedroom with their wives. Celebrations today include National Periodic Table Day and National Wear Red Day, which is a purpose-built combination for a pun-based period wear joke. Your guest today is just back from his jazz tour, Mr. Andrew Zaltzman. Welcome
Hello.
Back. How's it been?
Syncopated. Or unsyncopated, as the case may be.
Relevantly.
Yeah.
Just what you don't expect it to be. Isn't that what jazz is?
Yes. Yeah, the backing band was great, and I did my silences to perfection. But, yeah, it's amazing what people pay to see.
Yeah, the Guardian quote was inexplicable.
Yeah.
5 stars. Coming up today, we'll be talking Royals news, but first, some headlines. In the news today, a new documentary is shedding light on the harm our obsession with cosmetics could be causing to the environment, showing why the packaging from many of our favourite beauty products can't be recycled, as well as revealing a number of troubling ingredients in many popular face creams, including microplastics, poop and bad dreams.
This is how vain we are as a species, isn't it? We would rather absolutely destroy our own environment than confront the reality of our own ageing flesh.
Yeah. I've always been bemused by the eternal search for beauty that will last forever. You know, the idea that if you just get the right face cream, you too can become a transcendent jellyfish floating for eternity in a sea of cocks.
Yes.
But
I mean, that's a lovely image, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
It puts me to sleep every night. Speaking of which, I've just launched my new meditation app, which is mainly visualisations.
Jellyfish
along
in a sea of cocks. It was a very controversial Salvador Dali painting, I think.
And news pundits, Twitter and the Rhombus Earth Society have gone wild about a tube shutdown along the Central Line in London as the development of a new branch of underground rail has ground to a halt, with authorities being called in for safety reasons. The government has quarantined large areas of the underground service beneath London, with media and the public left to speculate on the cause of their commuter inconvenience. Traffic in London has been gridlocked with rail replacement buses, and speculation has gone wild, people suggesting terrorism, asbestos, and some sparking fears of an underground variation of the coronavirus. Prime Minister Boris Johnson has been criticised for giving credence to the worst of online speculation by taking time to address the press outside 10 Downing Street in an unprecedented move to quell conjecture. He directly spoke to a number of the wilder theories, including dragons, a drill through from New Zealand, and wider wishful thinking conspiracy theories like the existence of a full underground civilization of British nationalist mole people that Nigel Farage has suggested will solve the UK's post-Brexit trade pressures.
Well, it's been bloody annoying, really, isn't it, in London this week? I mean, it's been nice, I guess, to be reminded that the bus is the slowest form of transport in the history of the universe, and I include the canal boat, the hearse and the electric ride-on tortoise in that, and indeed the real tortoise.
Bus is also the healthiest for me as an option because I always end up getting impatient and walking from one bus stop to the next waiting for the bus until I miss the bus and end up just having to walk to wherever I'm going.
And they cordoned off.
Yeah, almost the whole of the central line.
Yeah, it's quite hard to cordon off a long, straight shape, isn't it? Because you generally cordon off a small thing.
Yeah, but they've just cordoned the whole thing off. There's a lot of people going in different, you know, sort of hazmat gear and different uniforms. And
it was weird that what thing Boris Johnson said about the Isle of Wight in that slightly rambling.
Yes.
About what they're going to do with the Isle of Wight. No one...
Certainly at the end of his press address, no one knew anything more than they had at the beginning of the press address.
Well, that is very much the way he's always rolled.
Job well done. Yeah. It didn't allay the fears of the British public. People are not quite sure.
Yeah, because usually you just assume that he's lying flat out. But this seemed more like obfuscation. I mean, it's just, you know, it's different sides of the same multi-sided
coin. Yeah, you can tell
coin.
When he's trying to put a point across but is incapable because he's very bad at talking, and when he's sort of trying to obfuscate. He did a full reading from the Iliad in response to one question about what the f*** was going on.
Yes. I know that's how he starts most days, generally, with a just nice scene of someone being slain with an arrow through the tit. But, there we go.
And celebrities, of course, uproar after an argument online about the best way to eat chicken nuggets has exploded into violence. When Kim Kardashian said that dipping chicken nuggets in honey is, quote, the only way to eat them, a number of other public figures stepped into the limelight to challenge her to a nugget-based duel, which is scheduled for mid-next week. Further to the same story, vegan activist groups are up in arms after Ed Sheeran suggested an alternative to chicken nuggets might be corn nuggets, which is a terrible offence to the vegan groups because corn isn't vegan, apparently.
Really?
Which has in turn raised fear about what is in corn nuggets that isn't vegan, or do they just mean sentient mushrooms?
Right. Yeah, what is it just that someone in the factory where it's made might once have thought about leather or something?
Something like that, but right. Yeah.
Have they managed to breed the self-nuggeting chicken yet or not?
No, I don't think they have. And that is your headlines for today. It's now time for your ad section. Remember, you can submit an ad by email to thelastpost@somethingelse.com. A missing child. A desperate mother. She will look everywhere.
Where are they?
By the people who brought you The Fast and the Furious 7 and Snakes on a Plane, an epic journey that will leave you on the edge of your seat. Where's Spot by Eric Hill. Find it in any good bookstore or via time machine in your own childhood. Are you a bonsai in a tiny drought? Try half a glass of water. For best bonsai irrigation, try room temperature water in a nice glass. Bonsai can tell. Warning, under cold conditions, the contents may solidify. Half a glass of water. You may notice a meniscus forms at the surface. This is natural and does not affect the quality of your beverage. For further information, go to school.
A friend of mine actually might have had quite an interesting botanical breakthrough because he was given a bonsai tree, but he found that if he didn't trim it, it grew really big. So you think agriculturally, that could have some quite exciting applications. You can make plants grow bigger by not cutting them. Because they cut corn, don't they, every year?
Yes, they do cut corn. And today's episode is brought to you by the Improbable Burger. In the wake of the Impossible Burger, the Improbable Burger is made of statistically unlikely ingredients and rare earth metals. It probably doesn't taste good, but it's very expensive. The Improbable Burger. Find it now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And that's your ads for today.
The Last Post.
Of course, our top story today, Andy. Royals news. You are the only person in this room who has met with the royal family as a celebrity when you received and then were immediately had to revoke your knighthood for the way you treated the Queen. What's going on in the royal household?
I didn't know the reason that she wore gloves so often is because she has very sensitive palms. And the high five is considered unetiquettal. Is that the word?
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure I entirely deserved the knighthood anyway, to be honest. But
well, I mean, it is an unusual thing to give someone a knighthood for services to reality television.
But yeah, I mean, I did win that quiz, but, you know, is that enough?
No.
Right.
I mean, yes, apparently.
I mean, it is interesting times for the royal family. Clearly, they're working the PR side very, very strongly in the wake of all the recent scandals and when the Queen started being more prominent because, you know, obviously we see her a lot in you know, just sort of opening supermarkets and on state occasions. But it's been a long time since she had, you know, a direct non-Christmas address to the nation.
Yes.
And to just sit there spinning an orb on her finger, eyeballing down the camera for 2 minutes, that, to me, sent a more powerful message than actual words could have done. Prince Andrew, of course, done a rebuild his reputation, put out his own video on his new website, which was him just hanging around in nursing homes surrounded by really old women as if to try and balance everything out. What I find most interesting, though, because it's the battle for kind of national hearts and minds, and we see in the aftermath of Brexit this kind of battle over to try and define what Britain is and what Britishness is, and, you know, this bizarre assault on the BBC, which is the most British thing in the universe, and yet everyone who voted for Brexit seems to hate it. Yet you'd have thought they'd want more compulsory. If anything, they'd want people to buy 2 or 3 licence fees rather than none. But the new proposal from the royal family to have an annual royal wedding, because obviously, you know, royal weddings get huge media coverage, but they don't have enough royals to make it an annual event like the Open Golf or Wimbledon, whatever. It should be that part of the social calendar.
Yes. So I mean, that was something that Henry VIII was trying.
He was visionary in many respects, Henry VIII, and he, you know, he knew how to, you know, to end a relationship, you know, to swipe down on someone. So the annual royal wedding, and it's very democratising as well, because it's going to have all the paraphernalia of a traditional royal wedding, but the couple will just be chosen by ballot from all the people who've registered as being about to get married in Britain.
I mean, what do you say to claims that this is trying to distract from the absence of Harry and Meghan since they split off and formed their own faction?
Who?
Yeah.
It's that easy, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's that easy until and unless they actually form the army that people are suggesting that they're forming.
Yes, I mean, but, you know, it's a bit kind of 15th stroke 17th century nostalgia.
Yeah, I mean, it's a long time since we had a bloody palace coup.
Yeah, I mean, yes, and, you know, the Tower of London's still there. Let's use the facilities.
Absolutely. Recycling is the watchword for the modern age.
It is, yeah, statistically one of the worst creches and stroke kindergarten facilities there's ever been in terms of children in and children out. But look, it doesn't matter. It's there. It's part of our heritage. Let's use it. The Corgis news that was all over the papers yesterday, that the Chinese have managed to get in 2 robot spy Corgis into Buckingham Palace.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It does make you rather concerned the extent of Chinese influence in this. I mean, they are very realistic. I don't know if you saw the pictures.
It does alleviate my concern about the floating Corgi that was hovering behind Queen Elizabeth in the recent footage of her spinning the globe.
Right. It's all about projecting an image, though, isn't it? I mean, you don't look behind the magic of the magician, do you?
I mean, that's literally the whole story of The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
But
but it emphasised to me the point that, you know, in this, we are, you know, we're not on war footing, but, you know, we are clearly at a moment of national tension with everything that's been going on. And I think the Corgi is past its best, isn't it? As a breed of dog for the royals to have, the Corgi doesn't send out the right message. We need a more This is Britain. We're global Britain now.
Are you making a play for the Belgian waffle hound to be the royal?
Not the Belgian waffle hound, but I think we need a more intimidating, aggressive royal pooch breed, because the corgi is emblematic of a more conciliatory age. But since conciliatory...
Like Star Trek, The Next Generation.
Yeah, well, I mean, conciliatoriness, is that the word?
Mm-hmm.
Has got us nowhere as a species. We voted against it. So our monarchic superfamily need to project a bit more of a come into my house and rove all, rip you to f***ing kind of vibe. Not, oh, look at cuddly Geraldine, she's going to jump in your lap, wag her tail, and let you tickle her tummy, which is that's the corgi message, isn't it? So I think, yeah, we need a proper British Rottweiler. Maybe that's not the right choice, is it? Maybe a German but anyway, look, but I'm sure we can find a good British bulldog. There we go.
British bulldog.
Yeah.
And they're equally small as well. I'm sure they could fit into all the corgi holes in the palace.
And they are also...
The elaborate network of corgi holes that runs through the palace.
Well, that's why they chose corgis in the first place, because royal ferrets had got too fat and they couldn't fit through them. Anyway, the point is, they are deploying, because you know, obviously the royal family seems to be slightly splintering off, and you know Sussex has already lost its de facto rulers, and they are actually deploying an official corgi to each of the seven kingdoms of the old Anglo-Saxon heptarchy to just try and keep that royal influence through the country.
And that is your main story for today. Thank you for your expertise, Andy. And now it is time for your letters to the editor. Here's a letter from Worried Charlie, who says, "Dear Alice and co-host," that's you today, Andy, "having listened to your podcast since the early years, I've taken to heart the advice to drink half a glass of water. But yesterday I forgot that I'd already drunk half a glass of water before I listened to the podcast and drunk another half glass while I was listening. Am I in danger of having an overdose? Worried, Charlie." Don't worry, Charlie. It's okay. That's the great thing about half a glass of water is you can have almost as many of them as you'd like within reason.
Well, you can have literally as many of them. If you start with a really big glass, drink half of that, and then have a glass half that size, drink half of that, then you will never end.
That one, yeah. You'll just be splitting the atom with your teeth.
Yep.
That's fair enough. Thank you for your letter to the editor, Charlie. Thank you all for listening to The Last Post today. You can tune in again tomorrow. If you have not done so before, please download our previous episodes. The Last Post is a Something Else and Bugle podcast production. Our guest today was Andrew Zaltzman. Have you got anything to plug?
We had a family bereavement, sadly. My great-great-aunt died 43 years ago, and she absolutely hated animals. So I just encourage everyone to make charitable donations to... vivisection laboratories.
It's very nice. You can find me on Twitter or Instagram on @alliterative, A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. My tickets are now on sale for Melbourne, Sydney and Perth comedy festivals. Alice Fraser Kronos is the show. Use the internet, why don't you? I'm Alice Fraser. The executive producer for this show is Christopher D. Skinner, and I will talk to you again tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.